Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, from my fellow permitless, recently signed into law, permitless carry state of Louisiana, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
I have to give you credit, Bill. It was within 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
I think our bill was signed a day ahead of yours. Yours took effect immediately, and we have to wait till the 4th of July.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you. You've been canning. You got the permit. You got the bona fide ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, okay, so I do the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
Yes, sir.
And I was going through them this week, and there are a couple I want to talk about because they read so ordinary, and if you look at it in your mind's eye, as if you were really there, you go, oh, wow, this was an inch away from being a nightmare. Let's talk about it. I want to see if you see the same things that I do, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This one's out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's just after midnight. Your ex-daughter's boyfriend is out front and wants to see her. No, no, no. Everybody asks him to leave, and he's just getting louder and louder. He continues to shout, and now he's threatening your family. The good news is he's outside the home. He goes to his car, comes back with a gun, threatens you, and starts shooting in the air. Well, your family's out front to try and get this guy to leave. You present your firearm and shoot him until he runs away.
Yeah.
Your family retreats into the house. You call police. Police arrest your attacker. He's now in jail. You're not charged. Do you see the oh my goodnesses that I do? What do you see any? Let's see if we see the same ones.
Okay, go.
One that it's dim. You've got your family out front. This guy takes a gun, shoots in the air. I'm betting people run everywhere. Some people's impulse is to try and grab him. Some is to head around the side of the house. Maybe some are heading for the front door. You've got a gun, and now people are running in every direction. You have to make really sure that you don't shoot one of your family members as they inadvertently cross in front of you.
Right.
Yeah. Oof. Easy. The situation is easy to describe. When gunshots go off, people pretty much head like somebody dropped a bag of marbles.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing.
Did you see anything?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that if you don't have to, if you get everybody out of harm's way, in this case with this, because anybody that goes out and grabs a gun and starts shooting it into the air and they think this is a good way to make their point, they are irrational.
Right.
So whatever you're going to be doing to them, if you bring a gun to this, then this means that you are going to be burning into his whole perception that I need to use a gun to get my point across.
Right.
And you just completed his setup for his little gunfight that he's. You know, who knows why he did what he did. I would never do that. I would never get out there. Listen to me. So
right.
If you got everybody out of harm's way and you've got your weapon and you're in a defensive position and he's not following you, let him go. Not your
let
job.
Him go. Like here, as soon as you realize you have a nut outside,
yeah.
Call 911, get your family inside.
Yeah.
Don't stand in a window or a door, but yeah, you want to be someplace that you'll stop him if he enters. Yeah, this in hindsight, we go, wow, I wonder if we could have invited or avoided gunplay entirely. The cops walk up on the guy with a gun, and all of a sudden he goes, whoops, this was probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, normally most people that are that irrational don't think that until they start catching rounds, I think.
I'm imagining that when two guys come out, two guys in blue come up to you, you have a gun in your hand. Their hand is there. The cops either have their hands on the gun or the guns are out. Wow. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be in that situation, even if I did everything perfectly.
Yeah.
In fact, it kind of says if the cops put their guns out, I might not have done everything. Let's go to Chicago for the next one. Are we game?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, this is just last week. Guy, 60 years old. Look, to me, that feels a little young. Don't steer him point. He's out before dawn to get some money from an ATM.
Right.
So many shops have closed down. They now have sort of standalone ATMs outside of buildings. You turn because you hear a noise behind you. It's a guy. He's not a boy. He's a man. Rides up on his bicycle. He's thrown it on the ground. He's walking toward you, and he pulls a gun out of his pocket.
Yeah.
So, in other words, there was a guy cruising the streets looking for somebody just like you to rob.
Right.
Yeah. The good news is you got your firearms owner's ID card and your carry permit in your wallet. You'd really rather not give that to the bad guy. You also have your firearm on your hip.
Yeah.
You shoot your attacker and start to run. He shoots at you. He shoots you in the back and in the back of the arm. You run to a local gas station and ask for help. They call 911. You're a little busy because you're squeezing your arm so you don't bleed so much. You give a statement to police. They take your firearm and the criminal's firearm. EMS transports you both to the hospital. You're listed in stable condition. Your attacker was declared dead. I have to say this, almost all gunshots are eventually fatal. I mean, when you poke holes in you with a gun, it's not a surgical incision. No. Now, it may take a week. It may take a couple hours. You want help right away. And the defender gets some credit. He kept shooting as much as he could so that he could run away. That's just it's a nightmare of a problem when someone has their gun pointed at you, and that's the position from which you start defense.
Well, I mean, it's, one of the first things they did when we went to tactical response was tell us to get off the X, as they call it.
Yep.
And getting off the X means you're moving. And as you're moving, you're drawing your weapon. And you're telling them to stop and everything. And all of this stuff, I think, was actually designed to give you a little bit of plausibility, you know, as far as saying, I didn't want to do this. I tried to get them to stop.
Right.
But as you're moving, as you're moving off the X, I mean, it's not one of those things where you can just move and get out. You're going to be breaking his sight picture. But you're going to have to be up and shooting as soon as you stop moving. Left, right, whichever way you're going, and that's going to be the difference. How fast are you doing that?
And you may have delivered fatal shots to this guy.
Yep.
But you still get shot from behind as you run away before he can't shoot you any. You know, before that, the wounds take effect and he can't shoot you anymore. This is hard. We talk about, and Bill, you're absolutely right. Here, you want my wallet? It's over there. You watch, phone. I'm going to throw him in three different directions. Now, when he looks down and reaches down, do I run or do I present my firearm? Because I could still be shot from behind. This guy's still got a gun in his hand. Your call. I don't know how to answer that question for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before we're heading into the first break, tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self Defense Going Stories podcast, and I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill and I have a lot to talk about once a week.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast out of Louisiana, new permitless carry state, although they don't get to actually do it till July. But hey, it's coming.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Maybe if we start training now, we'll be ready by then. We've got so much news, we're never going to get to it all.
Yep.
But I've also got two self-defense stories. Which Where would you rather go first?
I want to hear the self-defense gun stories. These are really things that happen, so I want to know about what's going on.
This is real. This one's out of Reading, Pennsylvania. You and your roommates are at home, 6 in the evening, infinitely ordinary, and there's a guy standing in your house. Somebody didn't lock the door. You don't know him. Your roommates don't know him. Everybody goes, why is he here? You ask him to leave, and he gets offended. He says, I'm not going to leave. He attacks you and your roommates. You grab your gun, shoot your attacker. Now he runs from your apartment. You and your roommates are smart. You know, now we're using our heads. Lock the door, call the police, put your gun away before the police arrive. Everybody has empty hands. And you all stayed at the scene and gave a statement to the cops. That's important. The police find the attacker, take him to the hospital, treat him for a leg wound. He's charged with criminal trespasses and assault. No one else is charged. It turns out, yeah, the guy on the street said I could get the drugs I wanted up. Wrong address. Sorry, dude. Not here. And which is what every drug dealer on the planet has always said. In this case, it looks like it was true. And the place that I went, oh, wow. Yeah, everybody wanted him to lock the door. Gotcha. Your roommates are fighting with a guy, and you're going to try and solve that with a gun. That's not easy. That's like watching two dogs in a dog fight, and you're going to come in here and shoot the right dog in the right place. And by the way, if you miss, where's the bullet? Wow. This is just, to me, way harder than the news article makes it sound.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to remember who's writing the news article.
Well, right. They don't know poop, right?
Right.
But to you and I, oh, someone's attacking my friend. Okay, let's back this up. This is you and your spouse, not just a guy who's also paying the rent, but someone you deeply care about, and someone's grabbed them. You know, the attitude you take when you shoot from 7 yards might not be appropriate in this case. You may have to get so close that you can't miss. You may have to grab the bad guy and get dragged around by him as he and your wife turn. She's trying to get away. This is just not simple at all. And now that we have constitutional carry, millions of people are going to have to come to grips with ordinary things that may demand a little more than what they're taught in their concealed carry class that they didn't have to take.
Right.
I want to jump into the... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
I want to jump into the third one for similar reasons here. This one was out of Hispaniola, New Mexico. An elderly couple in their 70s. That's not that many years away from me. I'm not casting aspersions. They hear something in their garage. They go investigate. A guy with a criminal record that goes on and on comes and grabs the wife and pushes her down. The husband shoots him. Now they disengage. The couple retreats. Bad guy retreats. Cops do what cops do. People in their 70s are often on medications that prevent blood clots. There's a risk of stroke, so they basically thin their blood. And if this guy had punched the woman, she falls down, hits her head. All of a sudden, that's a fatal injury that didn't need to take place. On top of this, he grabs her. How do you separate them with a firearm? It may have been fortunate that she fell down so that you had a clear shot. Those are insanely difficult self-defense situations. Now, the article does say that he damaged both the house and the garage in getting in. Sounds like they had the garage locked and their house locked. But I'd much rather solve that a door problem and have a carpenter come back in than have to shoot next to my wife to defend her.
Sometimes, there's a way that there's the ideal situation and there's the situation that is presented. I mean, I guess you got to... Although with old people, I think old people are very dangerous people. I mean, old people do not suffer fools very well. And if somebody is breaking in and is threatening to hurt somebody's wife, I can just imagine some older gentleman getting out there saying, not today. And, you know, I've seen it time and time again where like a home invasion is in progress or something. And as they're coming through the window, there's no, you know. And when they're interviewed afterwards, they're fine. They're not going through none of the stuff that you would think is the physiological side effects of shooting somebody. They're like, yeah, he's coming in the window, so I had to stop him, so I shot him. Yeah, yeah.
On the other, you know, when you're in your 70s, you can't run as fast.
Oh, no.
You may have mobility issues. I understand why grandma may choose to not run from the home. I just want to make sure you and your wife, in this case, choose the best options for you so that you don't have to be superheroes later. Do we have time to go to New Jersey?
Not really. It depends on how brief New Jersey would be. We probably don't have time. You can set it up, though.
I'm going to set it up. We knew that the New Jersey Attorney General had low standards. Yeah, he said that a micro-stamping law had to take effect after they shot 50 cartridges, tested 10 of them. The micro-stamping only worked once out of all that. And now he said, good enough. All your guns have to have micro stamping.
Sure.
Yeah. Politics much when we come back.
I wonder how they're going to enforce that one. Or we could get out there and we could just start our own firing pin with micro stamps etched in on it. Wink, wink. Business right now. And, we could take advantage of all the poor, hapless gun owners of New Jersey.
Of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like that, though. They wouldn't like that. tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. It's a snack food of a podcast. Put it in your pocket. I write this Flow Facts blog. I try and get a couple articles there a week. There are over 2,000 waiting for you. Between those two outlets, Bill and I always seem to find something to talk about. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
That's because there's always something going on. It's never. One day we're going to wake up and there's not going to be any anti-gun nonsense, and we're going to be able to talk about our favorite set of sights or something like that. something silly that's just, you know, it becomes more of a pastime that we cultivate or something else like that. And but for right now, I don't see that happening anytime soon. I don't know. I don't even know if that happens in our lifetime. Probably. I'd have to say not. Probably not. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. I got a question for you now. I don't know if this falls into your wheelhouse because you are more of a petrochemical sort of engineer, right?
Power, no, R&D, all kinds of things. What you looking at?
So with micro stamping, which is basically some numeric code etched in micro numbers on the end of your firing pin. Is there any metal known to man that when it strikes other metal, it does not wear away it's not wearing away material?
No, but there are coatings on top of metal that you can use.
Okay.
And remember, forever ago, and even with the 22, we said, boy, we want a firing pin not to wear. And we were making firing pins so brittle that if they fired and there was no cartridge in there to absorb the impact.
Right.
For a rim fire, we were breaking firing pins.
Right. But I mean, in the real scientific world, what is the likelihood that you could ever, with any combination of setups, make a firing pin that would not wear away the little micro numbers stamped on it? Is there any scenario out there?
Give me enough money and I can make it last a while.
Well, how much does a firing pin cost at that point, though?
It goes from a $7 part to a $70 part. New Jersey doesn't care. By the way, even if I make it a $70 part, I think a matchbook is abrasive enough that you can probably grind off the criminals can make the micro stamping go away.
You could,
and the firing pin will work fine.
You can pull the firing pin out and rub it away with a pair of fingernail clippers, right? With little file
Emery
board will do it. So it's really more of a harassment, shall we say, against gun owners. Is that fair? Is that a fair way?
Infinitely
to put it?
Right. Yeah. Infinitely right. The way the New Jersey law read, we'd like to know who fired a gun and left a spent shell casing on the ground. we can invent something called micro stamping. We'll put some notches in the firing pin. Except they never got that to work for very long. And then some smart politician said, you know what? It doesn't actually have to work. We just have to claim it works. And then all the guns that everybody has can't be sold in New Jersey. And they've got to go get these new firing pins that no one makes. They tested it on a .45 ACP. They ran 50 rounds. They tested the first one and I think the last nine. And only a few out of those 10, only one had a complete engraving mark on it that gave them the full description of what gun fired it. Now, remember the .45 ACP uses the large pistol primer.
Right.
It's a low-pressure cartridge, so that primer surface is fairly soft. You can, it's easy to make a dent in it. For the test, it's just passing strange to me that a 90% failure rate is considered success in New Jersey. The good news is this test is going to flunk the Bruin examination as passed by the U.S. Supreme Court. It should get pitched in court, and now it can be brought because you can't say the law is unconstitutional until they try and enforce it. And sure. Now you can say, look, judge, I have been harmed. I can't sell my gun in the state. Okay, it's going to head to the courts as soon as the state says, yeah, we're going to enforce it.
Well, it's, you know, the other thing is some of the stuff, it is rife. If somebody said, somebody tells me tomorrow, Bill, you can't do this anymore, and I decide I want to be a hitman, well, I'm going to go to New Jersey or California where they have micro stamping, and then I'm going to apply my trade as being a hitman there. And every time I go, before I go make my hits, I'm going to go to a local range and police me up some brass with different micro stamps on it.
Right.
And then I'm going to sprinkle that judiciously around the kill zone that I just left, and then go pick up my, and then all kinds of people are going to be getting picked up because, hey, the evidence will be there. I mean, like any other piece of gun control that they ever put out there, this is absolutely way open for corruption and prostitution and all this other stuff that you can possibly do with the law. This is, it's a stupid thing. It's a stupid premise to begin with. And they had to watch the original Judge Dredd. You know, after they watched with Judge Dredd, you know, but Judge Dredd also had biometric recognition in the grip, just like one of the James Bond, what was it, not Casino Royale, but not the second one, the third one, Skyfall. With Skyfall, okay. You know, he's out there and, you know, he's got the Walther PPK with the palm recognition module. And everybody sees this in the movies and just thinks this is real.
This is right.
Because it's in the movies.
No, and they don't have this funny blue suit with the red S on the chest and they can't fly. Sorry, no. That wasn't real either.
That wasn't real either? Kyle L. isn't real?
I'm sorry, Bill. Hey, speaking of, I want to go to New York.
Okay.
Because they ran nose into the wall and found out some political realities. And they, okay, if you, and I hope you don't know. I hope you only read about this. Bill and I study it so that you don't have to. There's out-of-control crime in New York City. They stopped arresting criminals. They stopped putting them in jail. They stopped prosecuting them and later sending them to prison. And who knew that when you do that, crime goes crazy. Literally, they had bank robbers that were doing two or three a week and being recycled. Okay. The optics of the violence in the subways was looking really bad. The people that were just playing music down there and panhandling were getting thrown in front of the trains. And finally, somebody went, I kind of like the music. That person wasn't hurting anybody. This is dangerous. Maybe I shouldn't use public transport. Yeah, thank you. Okay. The governor said, we're going to put armed National Guard soldiers in the subway. And then everybody said, ooh, that looks scary. Oh, my. Well, they didn't want to admit how out of control crime was, so they told, all right, you can only carry your sidearms. You can't carry the long guns for the National Guard. The DA finally said, okay, self-defense is real. Of course, in this case, when he finally said that, the New York City DA, a guy was being threatened with a knife. The attacker actually brought a gun out, and the good guy grabbed the gun and shot the bad guy. It was very visible as self-defense. Notice that if the good guy, the defender, had actually brought his own gun, he would have been prosecuted. The only way self-defense is allowed in New York's violent subways is if you use the bad guy's guns.
Right.
Oh, my God. This is so sad.
Indeed. Indeed. But, you know, it is. It's one of those things. It's just one of those things that, you know, we try to figure certain things out, and it just defies logic.
The part that drives us, it drives me insane. People go, well, did you have to shoot him? Okay, so there was a vet who puts just a submission hold on the guy, grabs the sides of his neck, presses the carotid arteries. The guy passes out. Turns out, the schizophrenic drug addicts that are assaulting people on New York subways aren't in the best of health. The guy has a heart attack and dies, and now they're charging the vet who saved a woman's life and put the crazy person in a chokehold. I've concluded New York City is not fit for human habitation until they change the politics. You and I were hoping it would get better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest issue is that they keep getting voted in.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So, what's the clock?
Well, we're gonna have to tell how to find you when we get back.
Okay.
Pretty good timing that we talk right up to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. We've been talking about a great many things. Although, I do want to say this, and I want your opinion to this as well. There's going to, with the new, like here in South Carolina, permitless carry is caught South Carolina off guard. Most people don't really have any, the ones that, you know, the ones that go after a permit, they actually do a little bit of due diligence. Would that be the right word? I mean, they're trying to figure out. So if they're with a in South Carolina with a concealed carrying permit, it was concealed. That was it.
Right.
It was concealed, and it had to be really well concealed. So people were going out saying, what's the best concealment gun? What's the best concealment holster? And then they would act accordingly, and they would finally, you know, after they had their whole box full of holsters like I have, they would come to their final conclusion and they would have their carry solution. Then we got open carry, which meant now we didn't have to worry so much about being concealed, but I haven't seen that many open carried guns out there. And it's not because I'm afraid of carrying a gun in the open. I don't care about that part. I'm afraid of having a gun snatched. Because when I'm walking around, especially like if I'm walking around, I got a camera in one hand and a camera bag in the other, because sometimes I'm walking around with cameras and a gun, then I am not, even if I see it coming, unless I throw the camera at them, I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. So concealed is still the way to go for me. Lot of misconceptions out there as to what is the way to go. What's happening in Louisiana? How many new instructors are suddenly popping up for training now that there's permitless carry and there's going to be more people that can carry a gun?
Well, I know more people are going to the range, and to their credit, the conversation, I was talking to a guy at the range the other day. Hey, I'd like to carry concealed. Do you know how? Do you have a holster that will let you do that? And they're kind of deer in the headlights, and they go, no, how can I learn? We have a class on that. You don't have to pay the state fees. You don't have to get the fingerprints. We talk all about that. Now, we can give you private one-on-one lessons. We're glad to do that. In fact, better for us, kind of, and maybe better for you. Or you can take a class. It's Tuesday night. What would you like to do? And all of a sudden, click, there they go. Now, the problem is when Johnny sees Bubba, who's carrying open, and he figures that's all he's got to do, and you go, well, that's true, sort of. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I remember, and I'm seeing it sort of begin to happen here now.
How so? What are you seeing?
Well, back in the 70s, during the martial arts movie craze.
Oh!
There were martial arts schools popping up everywhere.
Okay.
You'd find some guy that you'd never heard. He was a master of ping pong, Hong Kong. You know, he'd been Agent Orange in Vietnam, all of this crazy stuff. All that stuff taken in consideration, that of course they were charlatans, and then they eventually went out of business, and the ones that were actually genuine, they stayed, and they still are in business to this day. I'm beginning to see a need for training here, and all the. But this is the thing. There's a couple things they left out with our law.
Yeah.
So first things first, 18-year-olds can carry a handgun, but they can't buy a handgun because federal law is still in place. So now we have sanctioned straw purchasing for 18-year-olds. If you're 18, 19, or 20, somebody's going to have to buy you a gun and give it to you.
Yep.
And I wonder when the ATF will catch on to that one, which I'm sure they will.
Now, the great news, if it's a family member, it's routine. If it's your 21-year-old brother, it's a little bit of a womp, you know, now you go, you know, or your 22-year-old brother-in-law, this is going to get sticky. And when it's your 20-year-old friend down the street who buys it and hands it to you, yeah, now it's hello, ATF.
Yeah. So then the next thing is that here in South Carolina, they said, if you commit a crime without a permit or without the training that we offer to you, you're going to have a bigger penalty than if you did take it, which is sort of backwards to me. But by the same token, they have none of this ready to go yet. So this training that they we're going to offer training 2 times per county per month. Sooner or later, that's what they should have said.
Where's that money coming from? What's the curriculum? Oh, my. Yeah.
Well, the money is not a thing I'm worried about because South Carolina is actually pretty frugal. As a matter of fact, they have money they've forgotten that they had. That's how.
Good.
They discovered $1.7 billion somewhere the other day that they didn't know they had. So that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. But the thing that... I'm sure the class training part of it is going to be about the same as the permit training, the class training for the permit, which if that's the case, why wouldn't you just get a permit? Because then when you get a permit, the thing about having the permit here is that you don't have to go through a background check to buy a gun, and you can carry your gun outside of the borders of South Carolina.
Right. You ever go to Florida?
Now, and you probably know more about this than I do. Some of these states that have permitless carry, if you come in from out of state, you can carry a gun legally in their state. But some states don't play that.
Right.
And I don't know which ones are which.
Yep. So let's underline what Bill just said. In some states, they say all of our citizens do not need a carry permit in order to carry a legally owned firearm concealed, as long as there were a place that's where they're legally allowed to carry. You know, you can't break into someone else's home and carry. That's not a lot. But then somebody goes, well, actually, I just took a part-time job in another state. I'm a trucker. I had to get a license in that state, so I don't have a license in this state. Does that mean I'm not a citizen, and can I carry or not, or is it where I vote? Yeah. All that gets tangled up. We don't know.
Yeah. So many unknown variables, but I mean, for the people that are asking me about it now, I'm like, you should just go ahead and plan on getting a permit.
Right.
Because that way, then you actually have a clear, delineated setup of the things you've got to do to comply.
Right.
And you're covered all the way. I myself don't have an issue with a permit. I know everybody's out there. Oh, well, Bill, that puts you on a list. Well, you know, I've got a mobile phone bill and I've got a power bill. I pay property taxes. I'm on all kinds of lists already.
Yeah.
Already. So that part of it doesn't, that doesn't hold any water for me. What does hold water for me is that I'm going to be free, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And it's great that I don't have to have the permission of the state, but I existed as it was. I adapted to what the state had put in my way. And I, you know, a lot of people get there. I'm never going to get a permit because state has no. Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay.
Remember that. Remember right. that when you're being beaten up by some kid.
Well,
over your watch.
Or some cousin has an ex-boyfriend who's threatening her, and she goes, you know, I wasn't there. I think he broke in. The window's broken. I don't know. Okay. We can get you a firearm. We can get you some security cameras. We can get you a restraining order. But you don't have to wait for the state to process a permit before we give you a means of defense. And the reason that's relevant in many cases is, oh, you walked from your home to the mailbox out onto the public street to get the mail out of the mailbox while you were carrying a firearm. A judge probably won't convict you of that.
No.
But stay within inside the law if you can. And now we have means to do it.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
So
yeah.
as the state pulls back, I expand. That's just the way it works. That's no voids out there. Yeah. Tell everybody how to find your
beautiful picture.
It is.
Will do. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog a couple times a week, 2,000 articles waiting for you. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I'm a regular contributor here at Lock and Load. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I like having you as a regular contributor at Lock and Load. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. That's coming up in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.